Hello and welcome to Vanguard Radio. This is Marcelo Cedillo. Today we'll talk about the defense minister's visit to Europe and also share Vanguard's game changers for the February-March 2018 issue. Due to its commitment to lasting peace and security, both at home and abroad, Canada is working on all fronts, including the international community, to ensure the protection of rights and freedoms for all. As part of this effort, the Defense Minister made a visit to Europe. Mr. Sajjan participated in a meeting with the Defense Ministers from the main force contributors to the Global Coalition Against Daesh, and also in Brussels, and at the NATO Defense Ministerial Meeting, and that was actually held in Brussels. In Rome, the minister highlighted Canada's ongoing commitment to the global coalition against ISIS and to working with allies and partners to set the conditions for long-term security and stability in the Middle East region. The group of defense ministers discussed next steps as well as other regional defense and security challenges. While in Brussels, the minister participated in the NATO Defense Ministerial Meeting alongside with other NATO allies and partners. They talked about the alliance modernization, the burden sharing, NATO-Europe, European Union Defense Cooperation, and NATO's work on strengthening its deterrence and defense posture, and its efforts to project stability beyond its borders. The minister also highlighted Canada's commitment to NATO and working with NATO allies to actively maintain and strengthen the transatlantic bond. The minister also reiterated Canada's participation in helping NATO secure stability in Europe and the Mediterranean. He also took the opportunity while at NATO to emphasize the numerous contributions Canada is making toward securing international peace and security. Canada is undertaking its largest sustained military presence in Europe in more than 30 years and is rejoining NATO's Airborne Warning and Control System program. In addition, the minister signed a letter signaling Canada's intent to join the Maritime Multi-Missions Aircraft Forum, along with other allied nations, to share force development resources and knowledge and the pursuit of maritime patrol aircraft recapitalization. As part of Vanguard's editorial mandate for Game Changers, we would like to announce three new Game Changers for the February-March 2018 issue. The first one I would like to talk about is Dr. Ben Cecil. He is the CEO of the Canadian Center for Product Valuation, and this is at the Fanshawe College. Dr. Ben Cecil is responsible for, he said, virtually everything in his organization. He said he will jokingly tell folks that CEO stands for Chief Everything Officer. And he went on to explain that as a lean organization, they are wearing different hats, dozens of hats, he went on to say. And he added that his hat spans the full spectrum from a janitor and window washer to government liaison and strategic relationship development. He told us that his approach to management is more based on a servant-based leadership and that he is just comfortable rolling up his sleeves on the shop floor, as well as putting on a tie in the boardroom. He said that he finds his work incredibly exciting and rewarding, and he likes working side by side with the members of the CCPV team in developing complex testing issues for products that may still be years from its use in the field. Now, due to his work and leadership within the field, he was selected by Vanguard as a game changer for this issue. So we ask him to share with us his most challenging moment. And he said that CCPV had some really pretty tight timelines to bring projects to life, and with a target of getting the facility constructed, knitted, and commissioned and fully operational in 1 year, working through not only one but two labor strikes, and that is one by the city and one by the trade union during the construction, was indeed a challenge for them. The construction advanced well due to the great team of contractors and project managers, he said, and even with those disruptions, they managed to open the doors in just under one year. We asked him what is a habit that contributes to his success, and he said reading. He said, read anything and everything that you can get your hands on. Everything from novels to poetry to technical manuals. If you keep learning, life will continue to amaze you. And that's a very good point and a very good habit to have, is to read and pick everything up that you can read, magazine, books, booklets, anything that you can get your hands on, and just read. Today we have a reading available on our electronic devices. We have ebooks where you can just browse the internet. We can search different websites. And it's easy to just skim through things, but spending time reading, it's really profitable and it's rewarding as well. I've asked him as well what people or organizations that he believes best embody the innovation mindset. And he pointed out Sir Richard Branson of the Virgin Group UK. He said that Sir Branson lives and breathes innovation, not just in his business, but in his approach to life. And he has been quoted as saying that if you're given a great opportunity, take it. Figure out how to do it later. So it's about saying yes to great opportunities. It's about taking these opportunities and then using it. And then he said, you know, work like crazy, think creativity, and build your solution, because you never ever lose sight of the goal by doing that. So that's Dr. Ben Sissel. He's the CEO of the Canadian Center for Product Valuation, and this is of course at the Fanshawe College. For the full interview, you can get that at our website at vanguardcanada.com. And by going there and you're looking at the menu bar, you will see the game changers. You can just click on that and you can see the list of game changers that we have there. Also, this will be in the print edition. That's the February-March issue that will be coming out shortly. The next game changer that I'd like to speak to you about is Jordan Kirakidis, and he is the president and CEO of QRA Corporation. Jordan started out in the defense and security industry by working on a research project with Lockheed Martin on algorithm development. And this development was about the verification of complex systems for both software and hardware. And he said, due to the prevalence of software today, verifying them is much, much more difficult. He said their initial core algorithm was very successful, and they have since built out products to test them in the market, with engineers successfully deploying them in their own projects now. Since that time, they have expanded, and as a president and CEO of QRA, Jordan said that their product offerings are not just the verification of designs, but also testing of the actual requirements and documentation before the actual design phase. In his current role, Jordan is responsible for the overall strategic direction of his company and also doing the jobs that no one else wants to do, he said. We asked him what is the best advice he has ever received. He said his best advice that he have ever received is to really understand the problem that you're actually trying to solve, including the value that you need to deliver to your customers, and then build everything else around that. Regarding his habit that contributes to his success, he said every morning he tries to write out in very minute detail in 15-minute increments or 30-minute increments what the day is going to look like. And then he, whatever he needs to get accomplished within that period of time, what appointments that he needs to get to, what meetings he has to get to, what he needs to spend his time on. So by time boxing everything, he said, writing down his daily timeline of things that he wants to get done, that really helps him to organize his thoughts and also to focus on the important decisions that he has to make on a daily basis. And I think that that's a very good habit to have as well, to be able to plan your day in advance and then be able to work in sections and get everything accomplished. So by the end of the day, you know that you've got everything done that you planned on doing. We asked him about the best parting advice that he can give. And he said, try to identify the problem you're solving, then to try to solve a problem that's worth solving as well. So that's a very good advice to have. You know, it's about identifying your problem and then trying to solve that problem that's worth solving as well. You might have different problems, but go after the ones that's worth solving. So that's the next game changer. And as I've said earlier, you can be able to get a list of game changers by going to vanguardcanada.com and clicking on the menu bar, Game Changers, and to see the full list of game changers. The third game changer for the February-March issue is Farood Sherzadi, and he is the CEO of Vizeta. And Farood is responsible for the development and valuation of innovative business models by utilizing AI and sensors to offer new services for smart buildings. He said, since we spend the majority of our time indoors, the task of managing security and comfort of thousands of building occupants in large facilities is merely guesswork at best, and mostly reactive to the needs of the occupants. He went on to explain that his company enables real-time building monitoring by utilizing specially designed sensors for a variety of detection applications. And these include live building occupancy monitoring without requiring any Wi-Fi, electrical wiring, or apps. He also said that his company helps facility operators to anticipate facility needs in real time and provide first responders with live occupancy data during an evacuation. So they're doing some really great things. Actually, in 2017, their company won the European Innovation Award out of the field of 2,000 global tech startup companies. So that's really good for this local company here in Canada. We asked him what was his most challenging moment. And he said, it's learning from failure and then keep moving towards achieving your company's vision. Regarding his best advice, he said, be the best you can be. And it starts with knowing what you want. It takes passion and hard work to achieve your goals, but you grow and develop yourself in the ways you never expected on your way toward success. So be the best that you can be. In terms of the habit that contributes to success, he said, patience. It takes time and open dialogue to understand the market needs and to develop innovative solutions. So patience is indeed a good quality to have in everything. It's about being patient, and by exercising patience, you can be able to have and understand, as he said, understand the market needs, and then to develop the solutions that you need for the market. His parting advice is challenge yourself. Pushing yourself out of your comfort zone takes courage and determination in the face of criticism and failure. So that was another game changer, and he's also in the February-March issue of Vanguard. This issue will be coming out shortly. Also, we'll have the digital edition up on our website that you can take a look at. And so I just wanted to share that with you as well as part of Vanguard Radio for this week. So from the rest of the team here in Vanguard, this is Marcelo Sadeo saying bye for now.